Today, we're looking at how to build generational wealth in just 10 years without needing a trust fund.
Honestly, that sounds like a late-night infomercial pitch. I know a lot of people feel like they're starting 10 miles behind the starting line right now.
That feeling is completely valid, and the numbers actually back it up. Baby boomers currently control over 50% of all U.S. wealth, while millennials hold less than 10%.
You hear all those headlines about the great wealth transfer, though? Everyone is supposedly getting a huge inheritance soon to fix all this.
That's actually one of the biggest financial myths out there right now. They say over $100 trillion is passing down, but it's super top-heavy.
Right, so if your parents aren't in that top 10%, you're probably getting nothing.
Exactly. If you exclude the wealthiest 10%, the median inheritance drops down close to zero for everyone else. You really can't wait for a rescue mission.
Okay, so if no one is coming to save us, how do we actually do this? 10 years isn't a lot of time.
It comes down to a really aggressive savings rate. You let compound interest do the heavy lifting over that decade. You have to convert your daily income into productive assets.
But how do people save aggressively when everything costs so much? 67% of workers are living paycheck to paycheck right now.
That's the hardest part. You have to build a cash buffer first to stop the financial bleeding. You need 3 to 6 months of basic living expenses saved up.
And you don't just leave that in a regular checking account, right?
Definitely not. You put it in a high-yield savings account. Right now, you can get rates over 4%. Your emergency fund grows safely but stays completely accessible.
Because if you don't have that cash buffer, every flat tire goes straight onto a credit card. Then you're stuck paying 20% interest.
Exactly. You can't build wealth if you're constantly sliding backwards into high-interest debt. Once you have that buffer, you have to automate your finances.
I love automation because I know my willpower is completely gone by Friday afternoon. If the money sits in my checking account, I'll probably just spend it.
Behavioral economics shows that successful wealth builders don't rely on willpower at all. They set up automatic transfers the day after their paycheck hits.
Out of sight and out of mind. So where exactly should that automated money be going?
Your absolute first priority is getting your full employer match on your 401k. That's a guaranteed 50 to 100% return.
It's literally free money. You're leaving part of your salary on the table if you skip it.
After that, you want to look at a Roth IRA. You pay taxes now, but all the growth over the next decade is totally tax-free.
Okay, but what are we actually buying inside these retirement accounts? Stock picking feels way too stressful for a normal person.
You should avoid picking individual stocks completely. The most effective way to invest is through broadly diversified index funds.
So instead of betting on one company, you buy tiny slices of the 500 largest companies. You spread your risk across the entire economy.
Right. Over the last 100 years, the S&P 500 has delivered an annualized return around 10%. Even adjusted for inflation, it's over 7%.
You just buy the whole market and wait. That makes sense, but what about debt? A lot of people listening have massive student loans.
High-interest debt is the biggest anchor holding you back. You want to use the debt avalanche method to attack it.
That's where you list everything out and attack the highest interest rate first, right?
Yes. You throw every extra dollar at that top rate while paying minimums on everything else. Once the highest rate is gone, you roll that money forward.
Student loans are tricky, though. Do I stop investing completely to pay those off?
No, you have to find a balance. Get your 401k match first, then aggressively target any debt with an interest rate above 7%.
That seems like a solid rule of thumb. What if someone does all this and the math still doesn't add up?
That's when you need to create a secondary income stream. About 26% of the workforce has a side gig right now to accelerate growth.
But here's the trap. People start making extra money and suddenly they lease a nicer car, or they upgrade their apartment.
That ruins the entire strategy. The secret is keeping your living expenses completely flat. Direct 100% of your secondary income straight into your investments.
So the gap between what you earn and what you spend gets massive. That gap is where the actual wealth is generated.
Exactly. It requires a big psychological shift. You're trading short-term lifestyle upgrades for long-term peace of mind.
Honestly, not having to worry about money at work sounds amazing. People spend hours every week stressing over bills while they're on the clock.
Buying back that peace of mind is what generational wealth is really about. It's not just numbers on a screen.
It's about having options. You don't need a trust fund. You just need a system you can actually stick to for 10 years.
So here's your one clear takeaway for today. Log into your checking account and set up an automatic transfer of $50.
Do it for the exact day your next paycheck hits. You can always increase it later, but you have to build the habit now.
Building that automated habit is the most important step. For more guides on automating your investments and escaping debt, head over to geldzack.com.